All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Let's turn our attention to baseball because this is kind of a weird one. So baseball is the only sport where the season is so long, you can be into it, forget about it, into it again, forget about it again, and then maybe be back into it all before football starts. So while you were away, Tigers swept the Mariners, who were in free fall, took 2 of 3 from my Yankees, and then you played the used condom of the league, the Chicago White Sox, and swept them dutifully.
Hey, real quick, remember that game you played about the White Sox stuff?
Yeah, we did the futility
quick question
tribute
for you, Mike.
Yeah.
How many series have the White Sox won this year? You guys want to play real quick?
Three, I don't know.
Two?
Four.
David's closer. Six.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Why did I say two? That would be insane. I'm sorry. They'd be like 10 and 120.
Right.
But the Tigers, for the first time in 2 months, are 500. Now, they are 6.5 games out of the wild card. There are 30 games to go. Realistically speaking, if you wanted to make the playoffs, you would have to get to 88 wins, which means you would need to go 22-8. It's not happening. But here's what we want to do. There are three ways to go with this. I'm not going to sit here and bleep in your Cheerios. If you're pumped up about this team and you go, look, we're fringy, we can make a run at this, you're welcome to believe that. I choose math and the fact that you won't be playing the White Sox and Angels every night. But here's the thing. If you want to say, why not make a run at this? Then how about the organization does one thing this year that pushes the accelerator down? Currently, how many starting pitchers do you have in your rotation, Rico?
Two.
That's right. So for me, before the deadline hits about players needing to be named to a potential playoff roster, September call-ups, mm-hmm. why don't we just bring up Jackson Jobe? Cap him. Only let him pitch 5 innings. Bring him up for a cup of coffee. I don't want to hear about service time. I don't want to hear about 2031. If you were serious about this and you go, you know what? The kids are partying right now. Why not a light dress rehearsal? What's the harm? Now, I know. Organization has said he will pitch in AAA before he ever comes up here. But if you want to believe you're in it, why not be in it? You have two pitchers. Two. And you've stretched out Scooble to where he won't pitch on regular rest. He'll pitch on 6 days, 5 days, right. 7 days.
They brought up Ty Madden. But yeah, you're right.
So I'm saying there would be one that if you believe, would you ever consider a couple spins around the globe with Jackson Jobe? Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't believe and you just want to pan it, you're welcome to do that. But here's where I reside. I'm in choice C. I'm excited because they're doing what I need them to do in order to put Chris Illich and Scott Harris under the spotlight like an interrogation room this winter. Spend some effing money and let's win. Because for all the people who sat there and mocking people who wanted free agents this year, tell me again they wouldn't be 4-5 games better had they tried. Oh, and by the way, you wouldn't have needed to trade Flaherty. How many games out of the wild card are you? 6.5. What's your reaction if you were 1.5? What's your reaction if you were tied? See, that's where I arrive at. That the winning, it's fun, but it's fake. This offseason, we finally, collectively, every Tiger fan should be able to bang down the door and demand they get serious about winning.
No, you don't even have to do that, Mike, because we were told by Scott Harris, using his words, when the core is there, then they will go out and spend. But they will not spend a dime until they're ready.
Well, the core is there.
And that's what I love about this.
That's
and that's why if this team finishes above 500 and this team goes the way of the 2022 Detroit Lions, where they had, you know, they had to buy a lottery ticket and maybe if all the numbers fell, they would make the playoffs and they fell short. If you go on that type of run over the last 30 games and you don't make it, but you've shown me that we have the core and we're ready to go this offseason, it is mandatory that you go out and you add two everyday players and an arm to this staff And then, yeah, I think you now have, you're serious. You're a serious baseball team.
And here's the thing. They're kind of exactly what they are. They're just woefully average. They're a little bit above average in, you know, keeping you from scoring runs. And they're below average in scoring runs. They're basically average. And Rico's right. I mean, look, Parker Meadows, I told you, I'm fine. Hit him ninth. Starting center fielder, win a gold glove. Do your thing. He can play here. But he ain't gonna, I don't think he's going to be a top-of-the-order guy. You have Cole Keith. All right, we know what we got. Riley Green, we know what we got. Now, beyond that, if you want to sell me Torkelson in 10 games, I'll pass. But I want to know where you're at with it. But just understand, 88 wins would be a low side, maybe 87. You'd have to go 22-8 here on out. That's after going 11-3. Do you really believe this team's going 33-11 over a 44-game stretch to maybe just get to a game out?
That'd make you the hottest team in baseball.
Dude, that's not the hottest team in baseball. It'd be one of the hottest finishes in history. That'd be the 1978 New York Yankees and what they did to the Red Sox. Come on now. With two pitchers? With a bunch of kids?
Is that Bucky Dent?
Yes, it is. Good for you. Bucky bleeping Dent.
I was about to say Bucky effing Dent.
248-539-9797.
Home run over the Green Monster.
David, go ahead. Which of the three silos would you be in?
It's going to be choice C for me, but I will say this first. If I get cornered by Tom one more time telling me that the Tigers are doing this, they're doing this, aren't they? No, they're not doing this.
Who?
This is Tom Milliken, Gov, that guy.
Doesn't he get enough airtime in the morning? Every time I turn the show on, I hear him, not the two hosts.
I get cornered almost, me or Kenny get cornered almost every day. They're doing this. They're making this run. They're making this thing interesting. No, they're not.
Why doesn't Tom do a podcast and call it Tecumseh Area?
Thank you.
And he can talk about whatever he wants.
The only thing I take from this is if they're building a core, then you can force pressure on ownership and Scott Harris. That's the only thing I'm taking from this. That's it. Keep building. If you want to say being 500 is what you need to do to do that, put the pressure on, then so be it. But just spin in the offseason and stop cornering me, every Tiger fan that thinks they're doing something.
David, you've had this thing, and I don't know who these fans are. I haven't had anyone do it to me. But, like, who are these fans that are buying their 1901 Society playoff tickets? Like, you keep referencing these people, no, and I don't know who these people are.
There are fans, Mike.
No, there are idiots.
No, they're fans. That's,
no.
No, but it's
no.
See, I think it's a little bit of a spillover from the Lions fans where you all, yes, of a sudden saw, wait, things can change. Your fortune can get better.
And next year, I agree with that.
But I think some are seeing this as that 2022 ending of the Lions where all of a sudden.
I just see it as last year.
Thank
they did
you.
The same thing last year to rally
well,
and win
what?
78
You're just being
games.
Pessimistic.
No, I'm not.
You're a problem.
Dude, it's too little, too late.
I understand, Mike, but wow, because you're feeling good. You just swept a team. You went out and you won a series with the Yankees. You killed them. You got the Mariners coach fired. Like, all of a sudden.
He got himself fired. They've been asked for 6 weeks.
And you're doing it with all of these young players. That's why I think you're getting the hope, because we all just assumed that after the All-Star, that after the All-Star game and the trade deadline, that this team was just going to go into the tank. And it's just been the exact opposite. And then it's like, well, you know what? Maybe Scott Harris was smart. And maybe they do have the players. And maybe this thing can be good.
But why would you say that? They're 66-66. They threw this season away by being the smartest people in the room. They should be a playoff team this year, but they decided they wanted crazy puffs and a cheap payroll.
But fans now see we get to start over. We're 0-0. And now we could go on and we can win and we could do this and we could go above 500.
They're ignoring everything that happened before.
Man, they're fans, Mike. It's short for fanatics.
No, it's short for people who think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. I don't deal in idiocy.
Wait, it doesn't?
You can be a fan without being a drooling idiot.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
No.
No,
Mike, a hardcore fan will always see the silver lining.
Not true.
Hardcore? Because you want to see your team win.
We all do. But when you're 66-66 and there's 30 games to go and you're 6.5 out and I give you the mathematics on it, I wouldn't predict any team in baseball, Dodgers, Yankees, Orioles, pick a team to go 22-8 over the last 30 and 33-11 over the last 44 with two starting pitchers.
But people like Gov are going full Kevin Garnett.
Once again, chocolate milk, brown cow.
Anything is possible.
It's also possible. I just leave right now. I can't do this.
Oh, no, no. You're here till 6. 6:10.
David, someone say something. I just can't. The people are welcome to feel however they want to feel. Free country, I don't have to tolerate it.
No. You just wanted to know about the fans.
Say so. No, I didn't. That was your thing. I never asked to know.
Fans have every right to invest in this young core, but that's not necessarily going to result in winning this year. I think if you're one of the fans that Rico is describing, I just don't really share all that much in common with you. But at the same time, you have to. This does reflect, as David said, on Scott Harris and on Chris Illich. This needs to be the offseason that you spend. And if it's not, then you're actively wasting Tarek Skubal. You're actively wasting Riley Green and whatever you have in Colt Keith and the rest. You're actively wasting those guys, their youth, their prime years as it approaches by not spending.
I'm with you. If this offseason brings you nothing but just C-minus D players that you bring in here.
Don't you dare put that in the universe.
And then you bring Javi back, then we're done. At least for me.
248-539-9797.
How you doing?
I quit. I just quit.
Mike's here for the big finish.
I really hope your chair breaks while you're doing this read.
Let's talk
about... And you break your hip.
Wow. That's mean and hurtful. That's mean and hurtful. Big G raised you better than that.
To hell with him.
We will not. No. No. Get it together.